victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Was she confident she could get what she was after? What if she'd been entertaining the idea, well, it might not be the will of God? Well, when he didn't talk to her, that could have been confirmation. And when he said, I'm not sent to your folks, that could have been confirmation. This is not right to take the children's bed and throw it to the dogs. That could have certainly been confirmation that this ain't for you. We got to have some folks. Come on, with some tenacity, like these women that we're reading about here. Like this Shunammite, like this Syrophoenician that'll say, hey, I'm after this thing and I ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. I'm here. How many remember the men that came in, the four that bore the man that was paralyzed and wanted to get to Jesus? Did they have faith? The Bible said Jesus saw their faith. When did he see it? They couldn't get in the parking lot. They couldn't get in the front door. They couldn't get in the back door. They couldn't get in the side door. How many know that? This guy's, he's bedridden. He's not enjoying all this. They're lugging him around, toting him in, toting him out. They talk to this usher. They talk to that guy in the parking lot. The place is packed. Can't get anywhere around Jesus. How many people would have gone home? How many people would have said, well, it must not be the will of God. It's just not working out. Must not be for you, brother. I'm sorry. We tried. Faith don't say we tried. Faith says it ain't over. Come on now. Faith says we come to get a healing and we are getting a healing. Oh, come on. Can you see this? How many understand? Then there cannot be, it might not be God's will. That can't be in there. Or you can never have this kind of faith. They looked around. They talked to people. Everybody they talked to said, you know, just go and come back another time. I'm telling you, you can't get to him. Not today. They talked. They looked. Once in a while, they looked down and said, Joe, don't worry, man. Don't worry, man. We're going to get you in. They looked side. They looked down. They looked around. And then they looked up. Pays to look up. There ain't nobody up there. And they climbed up there. I don't know how they got up there. And they drug it. How'd they get him up there? They said, you okay? He's grunting. He said, yeah, I'm all right. Get me up there, man. Get me up. You gonna be okay? Get me up there. And they tore that man's roof off his house. Didn't they? They tore it off. They tore a hole in the man's roof. And they're lowering the guy down. How many understand he's confined to that thing, but how many understand he's grinning while he's coming down? He's going, hey, Jesus. And was Jesus mad? Did it upset him? If you read the rest of the story, the place was full of Pharisees and Sadducees that were coming to find fault. I think Jesus was thrilled to see this guy. Finally, some faith in the house. He looks at this guy and goes, he sees his faith. The other guys, all their four faces are shining down in the middle going, hey, he's in there. Is he down? He's down. He's right. He ain't 2 feet from Jesus. He's right in front of him. All the preachers are getting plaster out of their hair. And how many understand that guy got up and walked out of there that day? Why are these things recorded for us? Even though the person is different, situation is a little different, you'll see the same spirit of faith. How many know the woman with the issue of blood? She's weak. She's gone through everything. She doesn't feel like being out of the house, but she leaves home. She finds the Healing Crusade team. She pushes through the crowd. Come on, can you see this? She does not let anything stop her or hold her back. And she keeps saying, if I can just touch, if I can just touch, if I can just touch. And she meant, I'm going to touch. And she pushed her way through. How many know it wasn't easy? It wasn't easy. And when she did, the power of God flowed out of Jesus into her. He wasn't having a healing meeting. He wasn't praying for the sick. He just walking down the road. And she didn't even ask him if it would be all right if she took a healing. How many understand? She is not suffering from indecision about if it be thy will. Oh, can you see this? Can you see where most of the church world is falling short? By entertaining this. And talking this, it might not be the will of God. We just don't know. You just never know. That is faith destroying mentality. She pressed through. She touched. The Bible said the power flowed out of him into her. And immediately she felt in her body that she was healed. Does God still do things like that today? Hallelujah. You begin to see the spirit of faith, don't you? And you begin to see why so many people don't receive. They're too easily disheartened. They turn loose too quick. They give up so quickly. Any little thing. And they just despair and throw up their hands and go, well, we tried. Faith doesn't try. I said faith doesn't try. Faith does. And it does until. Because it's persuaded. It's absolutely confident. It's absolutely convinced. It's absolutely committed. My grandmother, as a young woman, I guess this would have been back in the 30s, something happened to her eye. She was a believer. My grandfather gave the land for the first Pentecostal church in that area. She got filled with the Holy Spirit talking in tongues out in the cotton field, picking cotton. Way back then, they started having services on the pond bank, a pond out there, and they had Native American people and black people and people from different groups come and get saved and get filled with the Spirit. Now, this is down in the deep south in the 30s. I understand this is major. And a church came out of that. But during the course of time, I don't know exactly what it was, but she was losing sight and losing that eye. And, you know, people were sick in their homes a lot then, and she was near death. Well, it's wintertime, and she heard of a brother named Brother Busby. He was having healing miracles in his meetings. And they were having a meeting in Meridian. Well, that wouldn't have been a 2-hour drive nowadays for us. But back then, in the wintertime, with those old skinny, tired, straight axle cars. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Mud roads. In the wintertime, the ruts would be that deep. Well, they didn't have a decent car they thought would even make the trip. It's cold and raining and icy. But she convinced all of them that if she could get to Brother Busby's meeting, she'd be healed. She must have been convincing, because my granddad, he wasn't a believer. And, you know, he wouldn't have just embarked on something like that. But she convinced him and the other relatives, and somebody had a little better car than the other folks. And so they got that car and they loaded it up and they struck out. And she was in a bad way. They had her laid in the back and she was suffering. And they went through the rain and the ice and the mud. And it was some kind of ordeal. But she just kept saying, I know if I can get to Brother Busby's meeting. I just know. Does that sound familiar? Anybody? That sound familiar? I just know if I can get to Brother Busby. Well, it must have been something strong in her for her to convince everybody around her. And for them to embark on such an arduous trip in the middle of winter, but they did. And that little car slid off the road and they got it back on the road. It bogged down and they got somebody to pull them out. And hour after hour after hour after hour, and eventually they made it. And they hauled her out of the car. And they got her down to the front. And she's convinced. Does it sound familiar? You see, faith never changes. She just knew If I can get to Brother Busby's meeting. She must not be wondering if it might not be the will of God. And she said, her head's all bandaged up. She's half dead. She's weak. And she said, when he stepped up, she said, him and her were instantly in a cloud. She'd never had anything like that happen to her before. And she said there were angels standing all around him. And she didn't half know what he said or did. But when it was over, she was healed. Oh, glory to God. And raised my dad, and he got married, and they had me. And hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I reckon she could have died, and me and you wouldn't be looking at each other, and a whole lot of things would have gone differently. And I understand that a Shunammite's son, I reckon he grew up and got married and had kids too, right? I mean, I understand faith can change generations, can't it? So many times people are so quick to just lay down and turn loose and go, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be, and we just don't know. Listen. God is good, and His Word is good, and His will is always life and healing and victory and overcoming, and your need being met. Come on, do you believe this? But it takes somebody that'll stand up and lay hold like a bulldog on a bone. Come on. And with tenacity and a grip of faith, say, this is mine. I'm going to be here. I'm not going to quit. Oh, glory to God. It takes somebody with some backbone. It takes somebody with some confidence. Some heart. Hallelujah. That will not be talked out of it. I don't care how many degrees the preacher's got behind his name. I don't care how many books they wrote. I don't care who thinks this or that. You found out the will of God. And you will not be denied. And you will not be deterred. And you will not turn loose and cast your confidence away. Can you say glory to God? Glory to God. Say it again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of hope to the end. Firm to the end. Hold fast to your profession. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. Somebody say, hold fast. Hold fast. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold fast. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith That Won't Let Go, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1108J. That's R1108J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.